workshop, if nothing changes, it's going to be a similar timeline. So we usually do our prioritization with all of our counties in the Simcoe region in May and June. And I believe you all only meet May, and the next one is July. So we'll probably be setting up, I'll probably email you all so that we're there, like our prioritization process is there on the agenda. And since if we go forward with all the multimodal unfunded needs list, other unfunded needs list, so we're like not only focusing on road and bridges. I know like I only saw one multimodal, and I'm not sure if like there are like bike ped projects included in this list, but when we send out the survey for our prioritization process, if there's anything that isn't included, like feel free to add like any need, like your multimodal, bike ped, road, bridges, freight, all of that, if it's not included in the county express right now.
Did you have a bike ped of your college on the trail?
We did.
Yeah. You got one on there, right?
Well, the one that we had on there was done. It was completed this fall.
Okay.
So it was $680,000 or whatever, but it's done.
It's completed, so.
And it actually was the number one project for Ashwari's
list. Successful.
Yeah, that was good.
So in our next prioritization process, in this one, if you could just like look at all needs, not only road and bridge, and we'll just be prioritizing everything, probably in the next county this meeting.
Thank you for your efforts.
Well, yes.
Thank you.
Well, and of course, Buddy sits on, represents the county. Along, is Randy still working with him? Oh. Okay, well, at least Buddy's representing the county.
Right.
So, and that group is very powerful on making sure that this stuff happens. So,
you know, Rick, there is one thing in defense of MoDOT in Springfield is the fact that they've got a severe problem at Highway 13 and 44. There is an intersection there that is monumental. And Ashwari is probably aware of that they're trying to get input from local people. And I think, and I brought this up two meetings ago, that are you considering a flyover type concept to put it out on 44 both ways to get this thing here on 13 flowing, and that's being considered, but I'm not sure that they put a price tag to it yet. So depends on that price tag what's going to happen.
That intersection could turn out to be like James River 65.
It's a monumental situation.
Yeah, it would be a giant, or not James River, but 65 and 44. Well, I like James River. James River is a good example of what it might take to actually relieve that problem. So,
the diverting time is done its best, but it's just not a lot of traffic there.
Way too much traffic coming over the horse.
Band-aid, sucking chest wound doesn't equate.
One last thing, sorry. Just so, as previously discussed, like there's this funding there, so it's like really important that we have everything on our needs list, because that needs list is what MoDOT uses to populate their STIP, and also the unfunded needs list for road and bridges and multimodal unfunded needs list.
Perfect. We will have you on for the
agenda.
And
that's May 24th, right?
I think one thing I may, in my spare time, focus on is we used to have the district engineer down here three times a month. last three district engineers, we don't even know. We know who they are, but I mean, they don't show up down here. They've never been down here. They don't have a clue what we're doing. And I think that needs to stop. Beth finally came to a partners meeting, so they're out of whatever they were in, so they can breathe like the rest of us now, so that's really good. So hopefully we can start having some MoDOT input. And it's very hard for them to be interested in what we're doing because they don't have a clue. So that's something that I'm going to probably take a little interest in and see if I can get.
Beth, you should be here every day, you do.
I know.
And I'll try to have like at least one person from MoDOT when we're doing the prioritization.
It's a sad commentary that you've got to go round them up. It's their project.
Do you ever have contacts with MoDOT Rail Division?
No.
Do any of the projects? Have any discussion with the Rail Division?
Not me directly, but I know Jason might have because the Chrissy project with Webster County, that was a big thing.
Several years ago, we were involved with the executive director and a couple of other.
Eric Curtis has now been promoted to second or third guy in command of MoDOT.
Wow.
So he's.
We need to get the new guy at Rail Division too, and Eric, the others. Down here to visit. Thank you for all the work you're doing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You need a second.
Second.
We now have a motion and a second to adjourn. Discussion done. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Rick, how can I?